Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other party?
Republican.
Thank you. And there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortion. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to our physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's Constitution? Support or
yes,
oppose?
I do.
Support?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to the South Dakota Constitution?
Support.
Thank you. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption, except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
Support.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose the change in state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? Support or oppose?
Oh, support.
I'm sorry?
Support.
Support, thank you. Thinking about candidates running for office such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Would only vote for a candidate if they support Trump. More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Would not vote for a candidate if they support Trump.
I would support a candidate voting for Trump.
You will support a candidate if they support Trump?
Yes.
More likely to support a candidate if they vote, if they support Trump? That's what you're saying?
More likely, yes.
Okay, thank you. Again, thinking about candidates running for office, such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of a criminal charges, how would that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? Would only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, would not vote for a candidate if they support Trump.
Likely to support a candidate voting for Trump.
Thank you. Now, we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy in general. How confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident. Thank you. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not? Yes or no?
Do I what now?
Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. How much choice, if any, do you have in each of the following? State election officials in South Dakota, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all?
Fair amount of trust.
Thank you. Election officials in Republican states, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all?
Fair amount of trust.
Thank you. Local election officials in your county, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all?
A fair amount of trust.
Thank you. Election officials in Democratic states, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all?
No trust at all.
No trust at all?
No trust at all.
Thank you. And now, which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested. There is no current threat to American democracy.
Current democracy is under a threat.
Thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Can you repeat that one?
Yeah, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Do you agree, strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Okay, and now, what is your age? Is it between 18 and 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a great night. Take care.
You too.
Thank you.